Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
On this beautiful, gorgeous, summer-like Thursday in New York City, welcome to a bad Tiki Thursday. Evan and Tiki on The Fan for the next 4.5 hours. A lot of baseball to get to, including reacting to the Met finale against the Washington Nationals. They're in the midst of playing. The Yankees going for the sweep against the Kansas City Royals. But something hit me last night that to me I think is very, very obvious. Late in the show, the glass broke and it was reported that the New York Knicks reached out to the Atlanta Hawks about interviewing their current head coach, Quinn Snyder. Mm-hmm. And then a few hours later it came out, a report out of Chicago, that the Knicks reached out to the Chicago Bulls about interviewing Billy Donovan. And I started thinking to myself, this is all crap.
Wow, Tiki was right.
You are right. This is a smoke show. Like this, a smoke show?
A smoke screen. Wow, Ev, what's on your mind?
Where did she go?
Billy Donovan looks good in shorts. What can I tell you? But none of this feels real.
Now it doesn't.
Like, it doesn't feel right now. You want to tell me they reached out to the Houston Rockets? They absolutely probably did. Did they reach out to the Dallas Mavericks? They absolutely probably did. But now, something elaborate is going on.
Yeah, it feels like there are maybe two of those guys. I mean, you can't pick who they are. Maybe Jason Kidd is one of them, and maybe another one. Who knows? But it feels like a lot of this is just, we're going to make it look like we don't know what we're doing. We're just going to throw all of these requests out into the ether so that people say no and people think that we're idiotic, and it's going to distract away from what's actually going on.
And you know what the actual going on is?
No.
I think the actual going on is that they are targeting Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd was a guy that they wanted 5 years ago when Leon Rose first took the job, or at least I wouldn't say they wanted him, but he finished second. So they were considering him strongly along with Tom Thibodeau. And I think the Knicks, who remember, got in a little bit of trouble, if you will, for Jalen Brunson tampering. I think what they're doing right now, this is my read on the situation, is they're going to continue to make these phone calls, these requests to interview active coaches, all to kind of distract from the real active coach that they're probably tampering with. They are probably talking to Jason Kidd's camp and kind of figuring out, do you want the job? Are you willing to really disrupt in Dallas to get this job? But does anyone really think they reached out to the Atlanta Hawks about Quinn Snyder, who's done a crappy job in Atlanta?
No.
He did a good job in Utah. He was a good coach. But he's done a very mediocre job in Atlanta. Do we really think that happened with a serious intent?
It might get to them reaching out to all the teams, all 29 teams.
Why stop now?
Seriously, why? Why? And if someone says, okay, sure, then maybe you have a conversation, but it still is nonsense. It still is just the smokescreen protecting you from what you're actually trying to do. Because if nobody's talking, or let's call it investigating the interactions between the Knicks and, say, Jason Kidd's agent, then it's never going to come out. And it feels more like how the Knicks have operated these last couple of years. That is, everything that they want seen, we see. Anything they don't want seen, you don't hear a word about it.
And they know when they reach out to Chicago and it's a formality, the Bulls are going to say no, that it'll immediately be leaked out because everyone's got loose lips. Oh, can you believe the Knicks requested an interview on Billy Donovan? Like, I'm almost expecting more. I'm expecting, and I'm going to get a big chuckle out of it. I can't wait for it. I'm expecting the Sean Marks request to interview Jordy like, when that comes out. And I think this is all being done on purpose. Like, I think there's a motive here. And I think the motive, this is my guess reading the situation, is they would like to hire Jason Kidd for a myriad of reasons. He has experience. He's coached the team to the NBA Finals. And probably more importantly, he has a really good relationship with the star of this team in Jalen Brunson. Are they going to end up with Jason Kidd? A lot of that has to do with Jason. Mm-hmm. Jason's got to disrupt. Jason's got to be a rubble rouser. Jason has to be the snake. I know he can be. Now, will ultimately Jason Kidd do that? I think it's a 50-50 proposition. But here's what the Knicks also know. They know that they got the pick of the litter when it comes to who's available because no one else is looking for a head coach.
That's true.
So as much as the perception is they're idiots, they don't know what they're doing, they have no plan, this is crazy, they also know they can move at whatever pace they want. They could throw out these smoke screens, and then there's going to be a bunch of guys available, and they can pick who they want.
That's what I only thing I disagree with is
Which
that
part?
They can't move at whatever pace they want. I still think that there should be an urgency here. Not that they have to have a head coach by the time the draft comes around in 2 weeks, but you probably should, especially when you start considering the free agent market that's going to start heating up and talks are going to start happening. We already had the KD conversation yesterday and others over the last couple of weeks, including Giannis. So you need somebody who's going to give an opinion from a coach, put that in quotes, coaching standpoint, what you want the roster to look like. So there is a little bit of an urgency. It's not you need to do it tomorrow or by the weekend, but you got to have it done in the next couple of weeks, I would say so.
But this is the part where we could go back and forth on it. The Knicks and Leon Rose could look at their coach and say, you know what? We don't need your input on the players.
Yeah.
We're going to pick the coach that best suits the roster we built. Mm. So if we want to make a big deal, and I don't think they're going to make a big deal. I think they're going to make smaller moves to fortify the bench, the unsexy moves, if you will. Picking up a guy like Dennis Schroeder, moves like that. I think they're going to pick the coach based on who they think maximizes the roster. And keep this in mind. Keep this in mind, because this is very, very important when it comes to their pick of the litter, because I used that phrase before.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to remind you that since 2020, there have been 9 coaches, and I'm not including this year. So let me just take OKC and Indiana, put them to the side, because they're active. They're still playing right now. Great series, by the way.
I know. Who the hell knew?
So between 2020 and 2024, there have been 9 different coaches who have made the NBA Finals. Are you with me?
Yep.
4 of them are available. Literally half the list is available. Frank Vogel is available. And as much as someone wants to call in and say, Frank Vogel, well, listen, he's done something Tom Thibodeau never did. He's coached in an NBA Finals.
Right.
Mike Budenholzer won an NBA championship. You may not love him. He's available. He's a champion. He's sitting out there, and I can promise you this. If the Knicks offer the job to Mike Budenholzer, he's taking the job. Not done yet. Monty Williams, I know he sucked. He flamed out in Detroit. But Monty Williams coached the team to the NBA Finals, Teak. He's available. And then, of course, Michael Malone is available. So the Knicks already know that over the last half a decade, 4 of the coaches that led teams to the NBA Finals, 3 of them won them, are sitting there available. And that's not all. Mike Brown, say what you want about the guy. I know a few things about Mike Brown personally. Number one, he's like the nicest guy in the world. That's a side note. Who cares?
Yeah.
But literally.
But kind of different than the feels you were getting from Tom Thibodeau.
That's true.
Not that that's anything, but.
Very true.
It's just a kind of observed fact.
But you know what Mike Brown's done? He's coached the team in the NBA Finals. He's available. And again, I can promise you this. Knicks offer him the job. He's taking it. Your guy, Taylor Jenkins, not a bad first gig he had in Memphis.
No.
He's available.
All-time leading wins leader down there in Memphis. And he's only 39 years old.
And
so close in age to some of the players and relatable to what they probably are going to talk about and be about.
So think about these candidates we've already named. 4 of them have coached in the NBA Finals. 5 of them, actually, including Mike Brown.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned Taylor Jenkins, who you just put over. And I'll throw another name at you that Ian Begley brought up the other day, and when he said it, I smiled because I know, oh, this will get Knicks fans pumped up. We all talk about former coaches. Bringing back Jeff Van Gundy, here's a former coach to bring back. Mm. Your best coach this century, not named Tom Thibodeau, Mike Woodson.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Mike Woodson, who's on an NBA staff, who coached in college, who has a relationship with Leon Rose, he would run here for that job. So think about the guys you don't need permission to talk about that are all sitting there that would take this job. I'd argue, Teak, the field of available candidates is one of the great fields of available candidates you'll ever see.
No, I think you're right about that.
Three champions, two other guys that went to finals, and other accomplished coaches are sitting there unemployed?
Yeah, the challenge is going to be, because you mentioned something and you just said this, you're going to hire the coach to maximize the roster. So you're going to put the roster together or amend it a little bit, accent it a little bit, but then you're going to hire the coach that best fits that. It's a little bit, I don't want to say dangerous, but it feels like outside the best practices of NBA organizations, meaning the coach is the dispensable one. Whereas the roster, the stars that you have accumulated are the ones that become most important. And I'm not saying that the player understands or even feels that in real time, but I think given this unique Nick situation, it kind of feels like the players have more power than the coach. And I don't know if that's a good thing.
I think that's every situation. I mean, what situation in basketball is that not the case?
I don't think Tyrese Halliburton has more power than Rick Carlisle.
No, I just think you actually hit on the team. The Indiana Pacers, I think, are very unique and very different. And Rick Carlisle's two wins away from moving into that exclusive territory we talked about last week of being a guy who's won NBA titles with multiple different teams. So you're right. I think the Pacers may be an outlier. But when you look at the NBA, isn't that the case with most teams?
Are the Rockets that way? I don't think the Rockets are that way.
They're a young, emerging team.
Yeah, so, but it just, I know that it exists because you have little LeBron Jameses of the world. You have the superstar players all around the league who clearly have more say with the owner or general manager than maybe the coach does. But just saying it that way feels so odd to me, to think that a player has more juice than the head coach does.
But it's not even that the players have more juice, which in general they do. It's more the way Leon Rose is going to build this team is the team's already built. Mm. This is our roster. And now we're going to decide. And again, they got the pick of the litter of accomplished NBA head coaches that we could have fair fights about on which one you prefer. But all of those guys I just mentioned are incredibly accomplished. And most of the guys I mentioned, again, these are the facts that are annoying sometimes, they've accomplished more than Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
When you get to the NBA Finals or you win an NBA championship like Mike Budenholzer did, you've accomplished more than Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's a better X's and O's coach. Doesn't mean he's a better coach overall, but he's accomplished more. And so I think Leon's thinking is, here's my roster. This is the way I'm going to build this team. This is his team. His team. I'm going to pick the coach from this pick that best suits the roster I have. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And no. I think that's why the Knicks could move at a slower pace.
Yeah,
they also don't have any competition because no one else is looking for a coach.
If you put it that way, it does. You don't need an urgency. You don't need to worry. Because, look, you don't have a first-round pick. So it's not like you have to worry about being ready 2 weeks from now. You do have to think about free agency. But, I mean, who knows what that's going to bring? And I think the big names that you would want are going to cost so much, it's probably not going to be massive splashes, as you mentioned, in free agency. So if that's truly the case, and that is their plan, unseen to us, but just speculated by us right now, then there isn't an urgency to hire your head coach. Because you can do it at your own pace, your own decisions based on what you think is important, not necessarily what we as fans or media think is important.
And that's where I think everyone's missing the boat on this. Mm. I mean, I think last night should reassure Knicks fans. And you may say, what would reassure me? You know what should reassure you? Charles Barkley should reassure you.
Our opinion.
Whose opinion?
Having our opinion.
What do you mean?
Except for yours. The Knicks don't have a plan.
Yeah. It should reassure you that Charles Barkley is on the side of all these angry Knicks fans who say the Knicks are planless and they don't know what they're doing. I heard this last night. I laughed and I said, wow, I know I'm on the right side of history. I know that Knicks fans are being overly emotional and they're wrong to be mad at the franchise and call them a bunch of idiots that have no plan. And the reason I know this is because I heard Charles Barkley say this on TV last night.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. I mean, Tibbs did a hell of a job. Obviously, something's going on there, but you don't have a plan. And now the three coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man. And they don't have a plan. Now, I mean, I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
When he said they don't have a plan for the 11th time in a short clip, that's when I knew, wow, they do have a plan. Because their plan is actually pretty simple. They realize, and we'll get into more details that have emerged in the last 24 hours, why Tom Thibodeau wasn't the guy. And their plan after that was, okay, we are going to look for a head coach. We are going to be the only team looking for a head coach. We have a bench of guys available unemployed, and I went through the names, Vogel, Budenholzer, Mike Malone, Mike Brown, Taylor Jenkins. That's damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And before we do that, we'll make a couple of phone calls on coaches that currently have jobs.
By the way, they didn't turn the Knicks down. The organizations turned the Knicks down.
Right. Nobody's turned the Knicks down yet.
We don't know if Jason Kidd or any of these other employed coaches are saying, I want nothing to do with the New York Knicks. It's their team saying, you guys have nothing to do with the New York Knicks.
What Charles Barkley said last night is
the stupidest damn people in the world.
He said the popular, easy, LOL Knicks opinion. Mm. That's what he said. And he regurgitated it because he's heard everyone else say it. Yeah, they're stupid. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They are not stupid.
It also becomes memeable.
Very much so. They're not stupid, and they do know what they're doing. Now, do they know specifically who the next coach is? No. And honestly, I think a lot of times when a coach is fired, the organization doesn't know who the replacement's going to be. They probably have an idea of guys they'd like to talk to, but I don't think every job, as soon as someone is fired, they immediately know who that replacement is.
No biggie.
And right now, the Knicks are going through a process. Now, I don't believe they're interested in Billy Donovan. I don't believe they're interested in Quinn Snyder. So in my estimation, here's the next plan. They want Jason Kidd. They're going to try to get Jason Kidd. They're going to throw people off the set by saying, look, we asked so many different teams if coaches were available. If they get Jason Kidd, he's your guy. And we could all argue about it. If they don't get Jason Kidd, they are going to move on to Vogel and Budenholzer and Malone and Brown and Jenkins. And even my guy, Johnny Bryant, will probably get an interview if they're We're looking at experience as the number one factor that is clearly going to hurt him. But they know they got their pick of the litter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I disagree with Chuck, and I disagree with 98% of the voices on this radio station that the Knicks are a circus, they don't know what they're doing, and they're in some awful spot. Because they do know what they're doing, and now they're going to let it come to them. And who do they end up with? We'll see.
Well, we'll reserve judgment on whether or not they know what they're doing when we see the success or failure of who they hire as head coach. That's what it's going to come down to. At the end of the day, it's all about, do you win? And we know that this team under Tibbs won a lot and got to the postseason a lot and got deep into the postseason. So whoever this new head coach in this process, it will be evaluated when the season starts and is finished.
One thing I think we should all come to agreement on is that Tom Thibodeau needed to go. And if you still disagree with us, when we come back, new details have emerged on some of the issues Knicks players had with Tom Thibodeau. We'll share it. We'll discuss. I know that when the Knicks made the decision to fire Tom Thibodeau, most Knicks fans did not like the move. They didn't understand the move. They leaned on the whole, hey, Eastern Conference Finals, first time in 25 years thing. But information has emerged over the last week. Ian Begley, who joined us yesterday, if you missed it, you can download the Evan and Tiki podcast, revealed this information, and you can tell where it's coming from. It's coming from the players. This is not, doesn't sound like it's being leaked out by Madison Square Garden as a hit job on Tom Thibodeau. This sounds like, here's the player's perspective and maybe some of the things they said in these exit interviews. And you tell me, I know it's a different sport, but as a player, how damaging this is. According to Ian Begley and Knick players, the Knicks didn't have full scrimmages during an entire training camp one season, which is uncommon. The players found it odd that they didn't scrimmage during the camp. Thibodeau's Knicks didn't scrimmage often in the season, which is more common in the NBA. But the lack of scrimmaging hindered the players' ability to develop cohesion, they said. Players were also surprised they didn't work on specific endgame situations during the season, which is something that most teams do. They found it strange that the coaching staff didn't go over those situations during practice. Those are some of the critiques that players had on Tom Thibodeau. And that goes along with a report we heard earlier, a couple days ago, that there was one unnamed Nick who said he didn't think he'd be able to play for Tom Thibodeau again.
Right.
Is that enough in your mind to say, whoa, I don't know if I can bring this guy back?
Well, it's informative of some of the things that we saw throughout the regular season and certainly in the postseason. The end of game planning or attention to detail. We talked about it relative to the New England Patriots. Like, why were the Patriots always so good? It's not that they were dominant over every team in the NFL, but they knew how to win games because they made the right decisions at the end of games.
Right.
And it was because they were specifically instructed on those things. So nobody was like, what am I supposed to do at this point? Everybody knew what they were supposed to do. So that's one indictment. But the other one about the no scrimmaging, it almost feels like Tom Thibodeau was trying to protect his players by not scrimmaging him because he played them so much.
Right,
I'm serious. Right. Like, can you play 42 minutes or 40 plus minutes or whatever it is, 38 to 44 minutes, depending on who you are, every night in the NBA and then scrimmage on the off days? You just can't.
So would it have behooved the Knicks more to play less minutes but scrimmage more?
Yes, maybe. Yeah. At least that's what it sounded like with some of the players were saying or intimating. And, I mean, it kind of makes sense because once you get into a game situation, it's pressure-filled, right? It matters when if you fail. But if you mess up in practice, so what? Do it again, right? It allows you to develop muscle or cohesion or memory without having the consequence of potentially losing a game.
Yeah. The late game situations thing is very, very concerning. If you remember back to earlier in the postseason, there was that sequence where Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart were out of the game, and Tom didn't want to use a timeout, his last timeout, to stop the game and get them back in the game. We all remember that situation?
Yeah, of course.
And I came on the air the next day, and I said, Tiki, I'm going to tell you something very crazy, something unorthodox, but tell me how this is flawed. And that is, these guys should have been coached to have Deuce McBride, who's on the floor, to throw the basketball off a defender and out of bounds.
Right, and even if you miss and you throw it out of bounds, it's a turnover, at least Jalen Brunson gets back in the
game. Right, and you get your guys back in the game. Yes. It's a way to steal a timeout and get them back in the game. And your answer was, it's actually a really good idea. I wonder if they've ever practiced something like that. The answer is clearly no, because according to this report, which again is coming from players.
Yeah. Did he specify, Ian, where it came from, or just this is out of the, like, how did he phrase it?
players said.
Players said. Yeah. So this is definitely, there's no ambiguity here.
Yes.
This is not, oh, there's just some watcher, some guy on the side throwing a hit job at Tom.
Right. Which
Tom Thibodeau.
Which absolutely could be on the table. Like, I understand being skeptical of that. Like, the Garden is going to release information mm-hmm. to make Tom Thibodeau look bad. But the reporting has led us to believe that while the organization may not have loved him, the exit interviews played a huge part in this decision. And right. if your players who are going to be on this team next year are giving you these indicators of concern around Tom Thibodeau, it'd be irresponsible not to listen. And that's why, like, I remember 2 weeks ago, we opened the show. It was like a half hour before Tibbs got fired. We opened the show talking about how, hey, his job may be on the line, mm-hmm. which was still kind of sounding weird. And I remember explaining to you, I'm really on the fence about this. There's a lot of negatives. There's a lot of positives. And ultimately, to firing Tom Thibodeau. Ultimately, if Jalen likes him, all right, fine. I'll bring him back. They end up firing him. And now this information has only just confirmed the negatives that I had, which is you couldn't bring him back.
No.
And you could sit here all day and tell me, well, they haven't been to an Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. Believe it or not, that information's actually irrelevant.
Right.
What does that have to do? What does 2017 have to do with last year? Like, what does the failures of the first 20 years have to do with the last five in determining if the coach should come back? I think that's absolutely flawed thinking.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think the decision is now clear why they did it. And maybe it explains why it feels like they don't have a concrete plan on who's next. Maybe there is a plan on the on their process. But on who they specifically want to hire, it seems like they don't have a plan. But maybe this explains why. I doubt that Leon Rose, as soon as the season was over, because the Indiana Pacers are turning out to be pretty damn good, right? I mean, who knows if they're going to beat the OKC? But
they've already done
like
more than we thought. I 100%. Had them losing in four. You had them losing in five. They've already defied that.
Right. They're already up 2-1. So I mean, at this point, maybe we give the Indiana Pacers some credit. But that not being, forget that. It doesn't even matter. Leon Rose, I don't think, when the season was over, was like, I'm done with Tibbs. This is over. I can't stand him. He can't get us to the next level. We're done. Fire him right now. I think by hearing from the players, which we know took place because it was an unprecedented exit interview process that we've heard about, and then all this other stuff coming out, I think he just kind of had to say, the players don't want him. And ultimately, that explains why it felt so, I don't know, out of left field.
Yep.
Even though he probably didn't deserve to be fired.
888-808-1019. Roscoe in Brooklyn. Good afternoon, Roscoe.
Evan, thank you. I need 130 seconds. I get 130 seconds real quick?
Yep. 132. I'll even give you two more because I'm feeling good
Tom
today.
Tom Thibodeau last year in the playoffs, we lost to who? In the second round. Who we lost to?
The Indiana Pacers.
This year in the playoffs, who we lost to?
The Indiana Pacers.
He cannot get over the hump. You got to go, Thibodeau. See you later. Sorry, all right? I'm not for nobody to get fired. You got to go. Everybody that's screaming that we don't know what we're doing, I love it because I think the Knicks do have a plan, Evan, and here's the plan, and you've nailed it in the butt. You're kind of trolling us, and I'm not going to get to that right now because I probably got like a couple of seconds left, but hear me out.
Yeah.
The snake is going to be in Madison Square Garden, and you know who I'm talking about.
Of course.
So for everyone, it's going to happen. I just feel like maybe they want to bring AD over, too. We just got to figure it out. We got to see what's going on. Ooh. We don't know. Listen, that man that changed this organization, I commend him. If he's not giving you no news, New York, so what? Deal with it. Bing bong. All right? Deal with it, guys. They got the plan. Stop listening to Evan. Stop listening to Tiki. Stop listening to everybody. Listen, guys, there's a plan.
Well, no, that is listening to me. I said they have a plan. Don't lump me into that. They do have a plan. They knew this was it with Tom Thibodeau.
Right, we had to cut you 50 seconds short because you went with the bing bong.
Yeah, the bing bong is disqualified. Can't do that. You also implied something very strange early in your phone call. They do have a plan. They ultimately knew. Look, Tom Thibodeau in Chicago got to an Eastern Conference Finals his first year mm-hmm. coaching the team. They won 62 games that year, and they lost to the dynastic Miami Heat. I was actually in the building
right.
when they got eliminated in Chicago.
That was his first coach of the year.
That was.
Right? And then he won another one when he came here.
That's right. And that maxed out the Chicago Bulls. They never got back to an Eastern Conference Finals.
In year one.
And it took them a while, and obviously Derrick Rose getting hurt and a lot of other factors that led to it, and it was over for Tom. He had a great run in Chicago. They won a lot of games, but they never got back to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think they knew, the Knicks I'm talking, Leon Rose knew, this is as far as we're getting. Mm. This was our moment. This was our opportunity. And so instead of waiting for four more years of falling short, based on some of the things his players said, he knew now's the time to make that move. And I do agree. Here's where things stand. They want Jason Kidd. That is who they're targeting.
Right.
These reports about asking other teams about their coaches is an absolute smokescreen around the fact that they are talking and they are tampering with Jason Kidd.
No, biggie.
I think it's 50-50 that Jason Kidd slithers his way out. Knowing Jason Kidd, I think it's a real possibility. That's why I say it's 50%. If he slithers his way out, this will all become obvious to us in just a few days or a few weeks. If he doesn't, I think they realize we have a pretty good bench of candidates that we can then go to.
Right.
That's what I believe is happening right now. And that's a plan. Whether you like it or not, it's up to you. It's a plan.
It's just it's not an individual person that they're specifically targeting. That's why it feels like they don't have a plan.
I think they're right now targeting Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
But I don't think upon firing Tom Thibodeau, they knew, oh, we're targeting Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
They knew we got to move on. Which I defy any Knicks fan to still argue this. If you believe these reports, how are you really going to still give me this whole, well, I haven't been to a conference finals in 25 years? It's staring you in the face. By the way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have to address this at some point. Who the hell am I to judge hair? Who the hell am I to judge clothing or how someone looks? But Starling Marte's haircut defies logic. He has a patch of hair in the back of his head and then nothing on the top. It's like bald. A George Jefferson
because he doesn't want to be bald.
But he is bald.
I know, but he doesn't want to be bald.
Would you?
Like, so I could do that.
I know you could. So could Sean.
You want to grow ponytails, Sean?
I don't think I want to do that with my life.
What would we have to give you, Sean, to grow the Marte, as they now call it?
Honestly, dude, you wouldn't have to give me anything. You'd have to like have a long conversation with my wife. Like a long one.
Gladly. What?
And your children, because they would be embarrassed by you.
No, they'd love it. Don't you think your girls would love that?
Yeah, I think they'd feel very indifferent about that. But my wife, oof.
What's the secret to your wife's heart? Like, what does she love where something I could supply? I don't know if it's tickets to an event or something.
I mean, that could
like
work.
That.
She loves when I'm not around.
So if I took you to every Met game for a month, she would sign up for that?
Maybe, yes.
If you became my partner going to every Jet game, she would love that?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Just get me more out of the house. I think she'll be at the...
Let's go to Jimmy in Garfield. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
Yeah, I want to comment on the Jason Kidd thing. Thibodeau, I'm wondering. He got fired because of his coaching style, right? He doesn't develop the bench. He plays the starters too much. Isn't Jason Kidd's coaching style very similar to Thibodeau's?
So, yes, but I'm no longer convinced of your first point. So your first point was Tom Thibodeau got fired because of his rotations and not playing his bench and all the things that he was criticized for.
Right.
I am no longer convinced that's why he was fired. I am convinced.
It's definitely not.
Yeah, it's the communication with players.
Definitely.
It
feels like it's too much. There's too many stories that keep coming out about the players' dissatisfaction with Tom Thibodeau or frustration with Tom Thibodeau or lack of connecting, whatever you want to call it. There is a player-coach disconnect that has been talked about way too many times for it to just be that sour grapes from someone making up stories.
And that's where Jason Kidd is different. Yeah. I agree. So our last caller makes a great point about some of the similarities of Jason Kidd's reputation as a coach and Tom Thibodeau's. He's 1,000% right. Speaking to people in Dallas in terms of rotations and developing young players and relying on his starters too much, all that's completely fair. Jason Kidd's communication style is widely, popular.
Right. It's lauded. Yeah.
So that's the difference. It's not about what maybe we thought it was. Like, the reasons why some Knicks fans wanted Tom Thibodeau gone may not be the ultimate reason why Tom Thibodeau is gone, which is funny. That's how it works sometimes in sports. I remember, and at some point we'll replay the audio and Tommy and I will get buried for it, but about a month ago, we were explaining why we wouldn't trade Mark Vientos for Rafael Devers, which is aged like sour milk. And Tommy and I had completely different reasons for why we wouldn't. And I think that's what we're learning here about this situation, that the Knicks fan who wanted Tibbs gone, their reasons are far different than why ultimately he's gone.
Yeah.
Chris is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How we doing this afternoon? A couple of points I want to bring up about the Knicks and this head coaching thing. Firstly, how can players nowadays complain about practicing and not practicing? As Allen Iverson said it best, we're talking about practice here. How could you be complaining about practice or not practice, not finishing games? How many years as a Knicks fan did I sit there and watch the Knicks be up by 15 points in the third quarter, and here comes the fourth quarter, and the other team says we got them right where we want them. The Knicks were never able in the 90s and early 2000s to close out games. This year they were able to close out games. I actually felt confident going to bed after the third quarter. Lastly, my question to you guys is, when we do hire a new coach, what is going to be the end game for that person? Is it making the Eastern Conference Finals? Is it making it to the finals?
They have to win. They have to
be on that coach.
They have to win a championship.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean the coach will be fired in year one if they don't win a championship, but ultimately they have to win an NBA title.
Yeah, the roster is constructed to win a championship. It's the risk. We keep talking about the risk that Leon Rose was taking with the trades and the giving up the five picks from Mikal Bridges, all that stuff. The roster is constructed to win now.
And the roster doesn't have all the time in the world.
Right. The window is small.
Right. And everybody's window is small in the NBA. So it's not unique to the Knicks. Like the Thunder, I guess it's tough to say their window is small when they've got so many assets and they're so young and all that. But there's a certain amount of time you have to win. So next year, if the Knicks don't win an NBA championship, yeah, we'll probably sit here and criticize the head coach and say that wasn't a success. But that doesn't mean they're going to get fired, if that's the question. The other thing, going back to the practice stuff, I think that the players were very reflective on what happened at the end of this season. One of the criticisms that we evolved and we saw about the Mets team, I saw Kodai Senga go down in a heap, so I'm concerned he's injured. There was a play at first base. He was running over to cover. It was a bad throw. He leapt up into the air, and he came down very awkwardly, and now he's holding something. So
hamstring, it looks like.
Yeah, well, let's hope it's only that. We'll keep you posted, but it does look like Kodai Senga's banged up, and Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso looks like he got banged up on the play, too.
Pete is just feeling like an idiot for throwing a ball 10 miles in the air.
Yeah, that's true. Pete made they call it the spring training play, the flip to the pitcher covering, which he has struggled at times. And in this case, screw it if it's an error. The Mets are up 4-0. But it's much more dangerous if it turns into an injury.
No, he caught it, but it wasn't a flip. It was a throw. And
overhand throw or underhand?
Overhand throw.
Overhand throw to Senga covering. It was high.
Caught it. Got the out, but it looked like his hamstring hyperextended.
Gary Cohen is currently questioning whether it's a cramp. That's the hope right now.
So Senga jumps up in the air, makes the catch. He lands on the base, and then his second step is where he looked like he felt the pain. And he's holding his right calf.
Hamstring.
Right hamstring?
Hamstring.
That's his hamstring?
That's his hamstring.
I don't get body parts.
Right. So he jumps, he leaps, he reaches, touches the bag. When your legs drag like that, so if you're a runner, if you drag your legs behind you, you end up straining your hamstring. So that's why you're supposed to step through when you run. Like pull your calf heel up to your butt. Step through so you don't drag your legs behind you. When you drag your legs, you leave your hamstring susceptible.
Kodai Senga is leaving the game with two outs in the fifth inning. That's the bad news. The good news is it doesn't look like he's limping.
He's not
walking off the mound kind of very casually, slowly. And, you know, I love Gary Cohen, but Gary Cohen didn't play in the NFL. So you're telling me, before we get an official report on this, you think he strained his hamstring?
He strained his hamstring.
Okay.
He didn't declare it. I was just giving you a little feedback of what they were discussing on the broadcast.
Yeah, he's hoping it's a cramp.
Right.
I mean, I'm hoping it's a cramp, too. Yeah, so hold your breath. Now, the good news is the Mets have a lot of pitching depth. They've got two guys on rehab right now, Frankie Montas and Sean Manaea. But Kodai is having an unbelievable season. And what's interesting in watching that play as we describe it to you is Pete Alonso looks completely dejected, to your point, Teague. That Pete looks like he feels responsible for the injury.
He is responsible.
Well, he is and he isn't. I mean, he made a bad throw, but it's not like he kicked Kodai in the leg to injure him.
You might as well have.
Well, you're something else, man. You're really blaming Pete for this? I mean, you're right to blame Pete for this, but it's not like he injured him.
Precision matters.
Well, hold your breath, Met fans. We'll keep you posted on Kodai Senga. He was pitching incredibly well. He continues to have the best ERA in the sport. He had pitched a shutout with two outs in the sixth inning, one out short of a quality start. And he's come out of this game with the Mets on top by a score of 4-0. We'll keep you posted on the Senga situation. I honestly don't remember what we were talking about. All I know is that...
Something with the Knicks coach again?
Yeah, I said Mets. No, and as I said Mets, that's because I was distracted by Senga's injury.
On Grimace's birthday, by the way, in the one-year anniversary of the first pitch.
So it's not Grimace's birthday. It's the anniversary of Grimace throwing out the first pitch.
The reason he threw out the first pitch last year was it was also Grimace's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, so it's both?
Yes.
So June 12th is not only Grimace's birthday, he's 112, but it's also the day he threw out the first pitch against the Marlins. And Connor Green, who's doing a fantastic job filling in for Tommy, gave me a stat right before the show. You guys ready for this?
Let's go.
Since Grimace threw out the first pitch, the Mets are 105-60.
That's 10 games better than anybody else in baseball over that span.
Wow! That's some research right there, Connor.
That's impressive.
Very impressive. All right, we will come back and get back to your phone calls. We'll give you the latest on Kodai Senga when we hear it. Plus, Reggie Miller last night was in Indiana, and in my opinion, he crossed the line. We'll discuss what it is. Plus, more on this Knicks coaching search, which has Sean scintillated on the other side of the glass.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.